Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We've talked a lot about forever chemicals on this show. I'm very concerned about forever chemicals, PFASs, PFAS. Told you before that they're now up in Marinette in the drinking water. People are drinking bottled water in Marinette, part of La Crosse County, part of Eau Claire County, part of Madison. Everybody in Madison's a hotshot environmentalist. Well, no, you're not. Your county, your city, has forever chemicals in the water. These are carcinogenic. They lead to kidney cancer, prostate cancer. They are very dangerous. They're being drunk by kids and pregnant women. They're in your water. Voss and the Republicans are blocking attempts, even by the DNR, to regulate them more restrictive regulations on how many parts per trillion, million, billion can be in the water. Because the people who make it are the donors to the Republican Party. Well, now I'm announcing that these forever chemicals are now in Rhinelander's water. 25% of the city water supply in Rhinelander is contaminated by forever chemicals. Is this beginning to bother anybody, maybe? Some independents or Republicans? How about Democratic activists? Does this bother you that carcinogenic chemicals are in the water in Marinette, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Madison, and now Rhinelander? That's getting around the state. Rhinelander is not all that close to La Crosse, okay? Madison's not all that close to Marinette. So how does it leach down here? How does it leach around? Frequently, it's firefighting foam. The foam that they have at airports to put out fires on airplanes and fuel tanks and all that. It's very important. But if it's putting forever chemicals in the water, it should not be used. At the very least, up in Marinette, what they tried to do is, and a lot of this, there aren't that many fires at airports, but a lot of it is training, that you do it in some area where there's some kind of rubber or other solid barrier. But, you know, even that to me, where is the innovation? Why isn't there another solution than these forever chemicals? They also are used in plastics, non-stick stuff, some medical plastic materials. This has got to be rethought. You know, once groundwater is contaminated, it doesn't get uncontaminated very, very soon. Forever means forever. And if you're talking about tens of thousands of years, you're not going to know your great, great, great grandkids tens of thousands of years, because they're not going to know anything about you. Something's got to stop. Something's got to stop. At the very least, the DNR should be able to more strictly regulate these things and demand that there be fewer parts per trillion discharge. And they can easily do that. It may be a little more expensive for the company. So what? They say we'll pass it on in prices. So what? Right, that's right. So what? Nobody's making a fuss in La Crosse, Eau Claire, Madison, Marinette, and now Rhinelander. Forever chemicals are out there in the groundwater of this state, and it's spreading around the state. One piece of news about COVID. Unvaccinated people who had COVID are twice as likely to get infected again than those who tested positive and then get the vaccine. What does that show? A lot of people are saying, well, if I've had COVID, then I'm good. I'm golden. I have antibodies. Ron Johnson's one of these people. He put together a panel in La Crosse of anti-vaxxers who are going on and on, false information about the dangers of vaccination and encouraging people to reconsider and think about whether they wanted it. Chris Kapenga, the Republican chairman, I said in the prior segment, president of the Senate, Republican, gerrymandered. He wouldn't even be in the Senate if it weren't for gerrymanders. Publicly urged healthcare workers to fight, quote, woke corporate executives, end quote, who want them to get vaccinated. Are you kidding me? Doctors and nurses? You know, there are a handful of them who won't get vaccinated. In Houston, they fired them, and they should. If you're a doctor, a nurse, or a healthcare worker in contact with patients, you're in contact with patients with COVID. You're in contact with patients on dialysis, on chemotherapy, with very compromised immune systems, and other and transplant patients. And you're not going to get vaccinated because you have some philosophical Jones about it? Hey, look. And now you have the president of the Senate saying, attaboy, there you go. There you go. And Johnson himself had COVID and won't take the vaccine and says, well, I have antibodies. And somebody says to him, well, the CDC says the antibodies you have are insufficient. And he's going around with staff and constituents and doesn't care. But this latest data that came out, if you had COVID and you're unvaccinated, you're twice as likely to get infected again than somebody who is had COVID but then got the vaccine, twice as likely. So don't be giving me this about how somehow it's a cultural thing or, you know, you read something on Facebook and you have antibodies. You don't have Jack. You do not have Jack. You don't have antibodies. You do not have Jack. And if you're in the Senate and you're a leader, and I'm talking about the U.S. Senate or even the state Senate like Kapenga, what you're doing is you're killing people. You're saying, well, you know, you don't have to do it. And they go, oh, okay, that's a big man that said that, an influencer, a permission giver. There he is. So he said, I don't have to do it. So I don't have to do it. And always, almost always, you have these pathetic stories on television. Some guy's gasping for his last breath in a ventilator. His soon-to-be widow is weeping. His kids are weeping. And he goes, I wish I'd taken the vaccine. And one guy said to the nurse, give me the vaccine right now as he's dying. She said, I'm sorry, sir, it's too late. So get with the program. I'm tired of this cultural stuff. You know, everybody says cultural stuff when they just have some kind of an idiotic urge not to do something. There's nothing about culture at all. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it right now. Disturbing development in the UK. I will put this in. You know, the UK used to control Hong Kong. 99-year lease with China expired, you know, 20 or more years ago, I guess. And they had to turn it over. Back when they signed it in the late 1800s, it seemed like forever. But the people in Hong Kong getting rounded up by the mainland Chinese and tortured and beaten and all this. So the UK said, well, if you're in Hong Kong and you're one of our citizens, we'll let you into the UK. The Chinese government is now sending sleeper agents in the UK posing as these Hong Kong refugees. Everything that the mainland Chinese do, the communist Chinese do, is done to steal intellectual property or penetrate the organs of Western civilization. So we've got to be a lot more careful. The UK was not in administering that. Now apparently it's starting to understand what's going on. But we can't continue to just let our intellectual property our systems, frankly, classified information get stolen and just have the mainland Chinese get a beachhead here in the United States. We have got to be a lot stricter about visas, including student visas. Right now, we restrict them from military colleges over there, which are really just arms the Chinese military. It's got to go beyond that. It's got to go beyond that. They've got to understand that if we're going to have peaceful relations and trade and so forth, we have got to be treated the way we treat other people. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.